Grossy Posse Packer Nation. Welcome to an episode of Packcast, the podcast where you don't have to be a Packers fan, but it sure does help. I'm your host, Tom Grossy, and this is going to be the start of a new weekly series for the next few weeks and kind of looking at some different head coaching prospects for the brand new opening for the head coach position of the Green Bay Packers. Now, before we get into this, I want to get all the business stuff out of the way, because I don't want to stop. I want to talk all about this guy today. So, if you would like to, you can check out TomGrossyComedy.com, TOMGROSSI Comedy, or Tom Grossy Comedy on Patreon, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and all the social medias, all that wonderful stuff. And check out Packcast on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, and of course here on YouTube. We stream every single Packers game. We do multiple episodes per week. And thank you to the new Patreon members who have signed up. We're going to start rolling out some new perks, so be sure to check that out, and I appreciate the support. To get this whole process started, what I did on Monday was release the video asking the fans to give me names of head coach prospects that they were interested in. And by far, the person that I get messages about the most is the guy we're about to talk about today, and that is Josh McDaniels. We're going to go through his illustrious career as an offensive coordinator, as a head coach, as an almost head coach, and by the end of this, we're going to answer the question, should he be the next Green Bay Packers head coach? So let's get down to it. 2001, McDaniel joins the Patriots as a personnel assistant. By 2005, he is calling the offensive plays for the Patriots. 2007, sets records in scoring, a total of 75 touchdowns, 67 of those were on offense, 50 passing, 17 rushing, and a total of 589 points. That was the year that Tom Brady decided to go off on the entire league, and a big part of that was due to Josh McDaniels. In 2008, Tom Brady goes down with a season-ending injury, and McDaniels and Belichick are able to lead Matt Cassel to an 11-5 record and a playoff berth. Well, that was so impressive to the rest of the league that in 2009, the Denver Broncos signed Josh McDaniels to a 4-year, $8 million contract. It's at this point that things already started off pretty rocky between the current Broncos quarterback, Jay Cutler, and Josh McDaniels is responsible for sending Jay Cutler over to the Bears. Thank you very much for that, Josh. I appreciate it. And getting Kyle Orton to be their starting QB. In 2009, Kyle Orton under McDaniels set career records for himself for pass attempts, completions, passing yards, touchdowns, and tied his all-time career low for interceptions. However, as a team, after winning six straight, the Broncos finished with an 8-8 record and benched and eventually traded their, at the time, Pro Bowl wide receiver Brandon Marshall, indicating that this was the second relationship issue that he had had with personnel, the first being with Jay Cutler. In 2010, with his second year as the head coach of the Denver Broncos, McDaniels had a 3-9 record and was fired mid-season, didn't even finish out the season, and didn't even get halfway through his contract. In 2011, the St. Louis Rams brought on McDaniels as an offensive coordinator with the specific caveat that he would not be in charge of personnel. In 2011, while the Rams did have the easiest schedule in 2010, they had the hardest schedule in 2011. However, the Rams' offense was dead last in the league for scoring, only a total of 193 points the entire year and a league low of 12.1 points per game. This is the 11th worst offense of all time. Yeah. And they went to a 2-14 record. Now, again, that's not to say that there were problems or weren't any problems with the Rams, but obviously the numbers speak for themselves. It's at that point that during the playoffs in 2011, McDaniels signed back on with the Pats as an offensive assistant coach. In 2012, he was offensive coordinator once again. Since 2012 with the Patriots, He has helped win Super Bowls against the Seahawks and the Falcons, and he has been there for all five New England Super Bowl championships. Following the Super Bowl loss this past year to the Philadelphia Eagles, McDaniels was announced as the new head coach on February 6, 2018 of the Indianapolis Colts, the same day that he was supposed to sign, or that was announced that he was going to be the new head coach. He withdrew and stayed with the Patriots as an offensive coordinator, and while getting a ton of backlash on Twitter, also lost his agent in the process. So, that being said, with the New England Patriots, just to kind of go through his accolades with the Patriots, he had seven top 10 offenses and the number one offense in 2007, 2012, and 2017, which are very, very impressive stats. Now, that begs to ask a couple questions. Why all of a sudden did Josh McDaniels, who was about to sign with the Indianapolis Colts, was going to get a young and returning Andrew Luck, why all of a sudden did he get cold feet and decide to back out? Well, a five-year contract, making him the highest-paid coordinator in the league, probably helped in that the day that he was supposed to go and sign and everything was going to be official with the Colts, Bill Belichick and Kraft and the rest of the head office met with him, didn't try to persuade him to, you know, Bill Belichick apparently didn't try to persuade him to stay, but they offered him a crap ton of money, and they also gave him more responsibility with the team. Now, McDaniels in the past has privately said that he did not want to succeed Belichick because those were really big shoes to fill. However, those things may have changed because while he wasn't offered any definite future potential coaching opportunities with the Patriots, that all signs indicate that that's where it's going to go next. In addition, on a personal note, he stated that for his kids, he wanted them to attend the same school, and giving him a five-year contract allows them to stay within the New England area and be able to do that. Those things are not going to change. So, before we even talk about the Green Bay Packers, he's currently the highest paid coordinator getting paid coaches, head coach money to stay in a system where he has obviously had a ton of success in the past, and I really don't think there's going to be much prying him out of that system. But let's just say that the Packers, they make him an offer he can't refuse. Well, you got Aaron Rodgers, right? Who wouldn't want to coach Aaron Rodgers? And as Brian Gutekunst said and Mark Murphy said, this is a very attractive job. So maybe they'll throw a buttload of money at him. Maybe he'll say, come on, kids, let's hop in the minivan, go from New England, it's just going to get a wee bit colder, and head up to the Great White North in Green Bay, Wisconsin. So the question then becomes, should he be the Green Bay Packers' next head coach? And this is what I'm going to say. The allure of Josh McDaniels is very, very tempting. I completely and totally understand why my inbox is constantly filled with, should we sign Josh McDaniels? Josh McDaniels would be a great pickup. He'd be a great sign. Imagine what he could do with Aaron Rodgers. The five Super Bowl rings, the numerous offensive records, all of that is very, very alluring. That same allure was what the Denver Broncos wanted when they signed him to a four-year, $8 million contract, and he didn't even last half of that. He had personnel issues the minute he walked in the door with their quarterback. He got shipped off, then had issues with their Pro Bowl wide receiver. He got shipped off and never had a winning record as a head coach. Going on to the Rams as an offensive coordinator, I wasn't expecting him to turn the whole ship around and completely fix the St. Louis Rams, because they were St. Louis at that time. But they're dead last in the league in points scored. Marked the worst team in football. Not really great signs. However, he goes back to New England. Tom, he's changed. He's a changed man. That was so long ago. It was 6 years ago. So the Colts, they wanted that allure too. And that's why this past year, they attempted to sign him. And they were this close. How close were they? They were hiring assistants who were expecting to work with Josh McDaniels or under Josh McDaniels. And he called him up and in less than a 5-minute conversation said, "I'm out." So now he's locked up after this season for 4 more years as the highest paid offensive coordinator in football. McDaniels is absolutely perfect for New England. This gives him everything he wants. He has more of a role with the team. He has longevity. He has financial stability. He has stability for his kids to stay in the school. I honestly don't think that he is going to budge. But even if he did for the Green Bay Packers, his record as a head coach and in other places outside of New England, he has failed. He knows the system. He's had tremendous success there. And if this sounds vaguely familiar, it should. Because this is a constant theme with assistants and coaches and coordinators under Bill Belichick. When a team goes to sign one of those personnel from Bill Belichick, they are hoping to get Bill Belichick. I'm sorry, we're not going to get Bill Belichick. And if you're wondering, this is different. This is different. He's not like all the other ones. Let's take a look real quick at former Bill Belichick assistants and coaches. They don't do well outside of New England. I'm going to disregard Matt Patricia for the moment, even though they do have a losing record. I'm just going to put them to the side because it's his first year. Who knows what's going to happen? Not really finding a ton of success in Detroit at the moment. But not including Patricia, the head coaching stats, their record of all the ones that have left New England under Belichick and went to be head coaches somewhere else, 156 and 227 losses. Out of all of those, which I believe there were 9 or 10 that I was able to find, one of them had a winning record of 9-7 with the New York Jets back in 2000, 18 years ago. Bill Belichick is, I would argue, the greatest head coach of all time. Who wouldn't want Bill Belichick? Everything that he has put into place in New England has been golden. They've won 5 Super Bowls. You just can't argue with that. And so he makes those people around him look significantly better. And with him, they work. He has set up that system for success. However, the allure of getting a piece of that success, just a fragment of, hey, let's take a little bit of that component. Look at all the records that they've posted under McDaniels. We're not getting Bill Belichick, folks. We're getting a guy who didn't even last half of his tenure as a head coach in Denver, couldn't get a winning record, lost their Pro Bowl wide receiver, ruined personnel relationships, wasn't picked up by the Rams in 2012, led the team's worst offense in 2011, and also, just on a personal note, screwed the Colts. The guy is doing what he does best, and that is win in New England. And nothing has shown me that he can be successful outside of that system. That is not the coach that I want for the Green Bay Packers. So if you, again, the final question being, should he be the Packers' next head coach? For me, the answer is no. Let me know what you think down in the comments. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grassi. And as always, go Pack, go.